Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards, and all three have it 29-28. Your winner by unanimous decision, from Katy, Texas, Super Sage Northcutt!
I'm here with your winner, Super Sage Northcutt. He landed some good shots in round one and two. Going back to your corner at the end of round two, did you feel you needed that last round?
Absolutely, yes, sir. I thought it was between the first and second round, the third round, it was already a very close fight, so absolutely.
All the experience you've had, the pressure, the spotlight you've been under since you were a kid competing, how much did it help in those moments? He had you in, against the fence, it was a little bit frustrating. How much did that help you stay tough?
Oh, you know what? When I was against the corner, against the fence, obviously it was irritating. I kept trying to get back up and get my knees to the side, work my way out. So it's only been a few months since my last fight. So obviously me, Mr. Faber, Team Alpha Male are going to improve that big time, which I already have since my first fight in the UFC. So he wasn't really landing any damage. Real fast, I just want to say thank you all for coming out and being here and everybody that tuned in, because y'all are a big support. I just want to say that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm so honored to be here in front of all of you all. So I know, one last thing, I know I have some of my biggest supporters. Mr. Lee LeBron is here. I have Tony Busby. And then my family's able to be here because in Texas. So just want to thank them all. Thank Team Alpha Male, Mr. Faber. And I'm going to improve my game big time, so I'm looking forward to it.
He's only going to get better. Give it up for Super Sage Northcutt.
Ladies and gentlemen, the end comes officially 2 minutes, 48 seconds. Round number 3, we have your winner by way of knockout from Houston, Texas, Derek the Black Beast Lewis!
I'm here with a very happy Derek Lewis. Everything's bigger in Texas. So in the heavyweight fight, you had to get a knockout late and make it dramatic, right?
What they know about them Texas boys.
Some adversity early in that fight, the mount, but your power stayed late in the fight. How much confidence do you have in it that you would get it late?
That's the way I fight. I know you're new to the game. You're coming over from Bellator, but that's the way I do it, baby.
Thanks for showing me, man. I appreciate it. Against the fence, as soon as you got that space, that combination, did you know you hurt him? Did you know it was over?
Oh, I just believed in myself. Just know I had to touch him one more time, and that was it. You know, that's that Texas. Them boys in Texas, man, hit, man. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my wife April. That boy Trey the Truth, man. He did a lot. Did a lot out there in Houston streets, saving everybody, relief game, you know. And my baby, April. Man, get ready, girl. I'm going deep.
I am not commenting on that. Just congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, the end comes at the official time, 4 minutes, 58 seconds, round number 1. Referee Herb Dean steps in and puts a halt to this bout for your winner by TKO victory, Donald Cowboy Cerrone!
I'm here with the victorious Cowboy Cerrone. How does it feel to promise a performance like that and deliver a performance like that in front of this crowd?
Well, I knew Yancey was the guy to do it. He was going to stand there and bring it, but I'm a little more upset. My grandma gets more cheers than I do out here, so it's pretty cool, actually.
Grandmas, man. Everybody loves them. It seemed it took a second. We talked about his style. You said it is awkward. It's hard to get his timing. It seemed like halfway through the round, you started figuring out his timing and counterpunching. Is that how it felt?
Yeah, and I just bit down and said, you know what? Let's go.
That finish, take us through it. End of the round, almost over, not much time left. I know that's not on your mind. What were you thinking when you were swarming him?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know it was 10 seconds left either. I was just going for the finish. That's what Yancey and I both look for. And hey, man, you know what's cool is I think I just tied for the most wins in UFC history.
So how do you make it the most in UFC history? What's next?
You know, they call me, I say, where are we going? And that's all I need to know. Where are we next?
That's all the fans need to know too. Cowboy Cerrone, congratulations, my man.
What round they rise and find ass at?